KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says after last night's visit to the White House, he believes U.S. President Donald Trump may have doubts about claims that white Afrikaner farmers are victims of a genocide in South Africa. Ramaphosa led a high-level delegation on a working visit to Washington in a bid to mend frayed diplomatic relations. Things took a dramatic turn, though, in the Oval Office when a video was played of EFF leader Julius Malema chanting struggle song "Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer." Ramaphosa explained that it isn't policy aligned with his administration. The two leaders later met behind closed doors. Ramaphosa addressed the issue during a late-night press briefing.
I do believe that there's doubt and disbelief in his head about all this. And I think today's meeting, and particularly when he heard from the other members of the delegation, from Minister Steenhuisen to even Johann Rupert and President of COSATU, Losi, and all that, they spoke from their own experiences and what they know. And that, in many ways, will have deposited in his head as a process.
The mother of a KZN school pupil who was allegedly assaulted by two fellow learners says her daughter's lived in constant fear since the attack. The incident, which happened outside a school in the north of Durban this week, is being investigated by police as a case of common assault. The mother of the 13-year-old says her child is too traumatized to go back to school.
They pushed her. They pushed her down. She hit her back and her head. So my concern is the back and head, and she's in pain in the back and the head because she was scratched very deeply on her eye as well.
She says her daughter has been bullied before.
I'm going to be pressing for arrest because it was premeditated. Everything that happened was premeditated. My aim is to stop bullying in school, create awareness, and at the same time, because bullying has become a major issue in school.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says government will inject close to R1 trillion towards infrastructure investments in the next 3 years.
We wish to collaborate with France by investing in infrastructure like ports, power, water, rail and manufacturing to promote local value-added trade through the Africa Continental Free Trade Area.
Mashatile was addressing the South Africa-France Investment Conference yesterday. He says the country's received more than R70 billion in investment from French companies since 2018. He says there's a need to extend the trade basket between the two countries. A recap of our lead story. President Cyril Ramaphosa says after last night's visit to the White House, he believes U.S. President Donald Trump may have doubts about claims that white Afrikaner farmers are victims of a genocide in South Africa. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.